This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and our Border Patrol, too, for keeping us free and safe. And a special shout-out also goes out to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail, getting it ready for delivery today. And don't forget the Uber, Lyft, taxi drivers, the bus drivers, too, keeping America rolling along. Now, also, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All kinds of things over there for you to take a look at. All right, let's get to the telephone lines. We got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Before we get started, I have breaking news. Breaking news coming out of Africa. Rwandan officials say that the country has closed its border with the Congo because of the deadly Ebola virus outbreak there. So that's breaking news in Africa. Ebola is alive and well again in the Congo, a deadly Ebola outbreak there, and the neighboring country, Rwanda, has closed their border. And that's going to be telling to say in the next few days. All right, ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, but some people have forgotten about that. Now, you saw the debate last night, and you were just all excited, right?
Oh, just tickled pink.
Okay. Listen to something before we discuss it. This is David Axelrod, and I couldn't believe what I heard, but listen to him describe this.
You said something interesting, which was, it isn't good enough to argue that the country doesn't want this. It does seem, if you're running for president, that you ought to take into consideration what the country wants. And the fact is, large numbers of people oppose the Medicare for All proposal if it replaces private insurance. That, we've seen it in poll after poll after poll. A large number of people in this country do not believe the border should be decriminalized. A large number of people in this country don't believe that undocumented immigrants should qualify for public.
But those numbers actually are squishier if you're able to have the conversation
yes,
with the voters.
Yes, the numbers are very good. They come across.
We have time to do that.
I honestly appreciate your feelings about these issues, and I'm very passionate about health care myself. I was in the White House when we fought just to get the Affordable Care Act, couldn't get a public option. So Bernie Sanders was there. He knows that.
Yep, Bernie Sanders was there. He does know that. What say you?
And Bernie Sanders doesn't care about that. The only thing that most of the Democrats want to do, however, is to saddle us with the most cumbersome possibility when it comes to health care, and they want to give us something.
That's only part of it. Health care is a small part of what they want to do.
Absolutely.
Small part.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you. For instance, Castro wants to give us what's called a Marshall Plan for Central America. Well, first of all, you don't have the same kind of setup where something like that would be viable. The Central American countries were not ravaged because of a war situation. They were ravaged because of decades and decades and decades of mismanagement by government officials on their own people. Cory Booker wants ICE detention centers to be totally eliminated and illegals not to go to jail for any reason. Identity politics was the flavor of the night also. It seems as if the candidates all hate liberty, the free market, the Constitution, and they definitely do hate school choice, especially for black students.
Well, they want to change the Constitution. That's one of their goals.
Yeah, well, they hate the current configuration of our Constitution, which is based upon liberty. School choice, especially for black students, and no one should be elected to public office, especially president, who does not want to build upon the principles that made America the envy of the world. And this is true of the Democrats. They do not want anything to do with our Constitution in its present form. They want to build, you know, it's very destructive, the things that they want to do.
What was your first clue?
There's so many coming at me at one time. The Democrat debaters acted as if all of the racial divide problems started with Trump.
Yeah, well, again, you got to take a look. Their own base isn't even in agreement with what it is they're trying to do. They've gone too far to the left, and they're not realizing. And I don't care what they do, because I mean, in my opinion, they're going to get their butts handed to them in the next election. But they've gone way too far, way too far.
Well, they've been too far for a long time.
Even Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, he's pandering. But to be honest with you, Joe Biden has been way to the left for a long time. He's just been a good actor, and I don't understand how anyone could ever have called him a moderate. Don't get it, never will. It was a bunch of clowns, evil clowns up there. You watch these people, and they're trying to outdo each other.
We gotta take a break, but folks, when we come back, we have some news about Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza bin Laden, who was the one that was being groomed to run Al Qaeda. We have some news about that confirmed in the last hour with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, for breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Did Mayor de Blasio sell out the citizens of New York City and that city's police force? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. New York Mayor de Blasio is on a mad mission to destroy the greatest city in the world, New York City. It's bad enough that homies from Harlem and some brainless Brooklynites were allowed to assault police officers who don't have permission to go hard after physical offenders. And to add insult to injury, New York City residents are under assault by criminals emboldened by Mayor de Blasio preventing police officers from doing their jobs in order to appease certain people who prefer law-abiding citizens to be threatened instead of thugs who should be thwarted. Even more insulting are Muslims patrolling streets in cars that look exactly like NYPD patrol cars. The Muslim community patrols have raised concerns among many New Yorkers who have decried the Muslim patrol as similar to Sharia police. Why so-called community Muslim patrols are even allowed in the greatest city in the world is beyond me. Wake up, America, and join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, on AmericaMatters.us. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
All righty, and let me tell you about the brand new Nissan Titan 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower, V8 SL 4x2 crew cab pickup that I'm driving around from Moss Nissan. This truck, folks, rides better than a car. The leather-appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat and power-adjustable lumbar support are just so comfortable, and it's got a killer, I mean a killer, Rockford Fosgate Premium premium audio system to HD radio. Wow. Now, remember, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan, where all active duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing on their new Nissan vehicles, literally saving you thousands of dollars. And don't forget, there's lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, and tire rotation for life, plus much, much more. So, check them out online, mossnissan.com. That's mossnissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095. They've got two locations to serve you, Crystal River and Newport Richey. Plus, don't forget about the Moss Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs, too, and the Chevy dealer up on Northdale Mabry, and a new dealership coming soon in Tampa. That's Moss Nissan, the home of You Serve, You Save. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save another $500 off your deal. That's Moss Nissan. You serve, you save. 727-815-3095. All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
Now, the situation going on right now over in Pakistan and Afghanistan, because they run parallel to each other. They got they share a border, right?
Yes.
Now, Hamza bin Laden, the son, has been confirmed dead, and apparently he's been dead for a little while in a joint action by ourselves and another unnamed country, where we got a tip on where he was at. We went in and obliterated him. And it took a while to identify him because there wasn't much left, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it was kind of a nasty situation in our favor. The New York Times reported that the U.S. had a role in the operations, which led to his death, took place in the past 2 years.
Yep.
Still, the U.S. government's conclusion appears to be a very recent one. So even though he's confirmed dead, I guess they didn't find out until more recently than it actually happened.
But, it took DNA because of the fact there wasn't much left. They obliterated the target and obliterated this individual.
Well, he is. Now, Hamza had been calling for acts of terrorism in Western capitals, and he himself had even threatened to take revenge against the United States for his father's death. That's according to the State Department. They said that back in 2017, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He'd also threatened to target Americans abroad and urged tribal groups in Saudi Arabia to unite with Yemen's Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula to fight against Saudi Arabia. So this guy has been wanting to, do things to the United States, and, you know, thank God, he's not in the position to do it anymore. So,
well, Al-Qaeda is still alive and well. So isn't ISIS. And you're going to hear soon about an operation to remove ISIS from where they're currently at. Remember Mosul in Iraq?
Oh, yeah.
They're back.
I remember.
They're back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's about 1,000 fighters, heavily armed fighters, that are in Mosul again. They've got a section of Mosul that they've retaken, and they're going to have to go in there. Iraq is going to have to go in there and take them out again.
Well, we have to do what we have to do. You know, it's got to be dealt with. And these people. Back in March, I don't know if you know this, Saudi Arabia had even announced that they had stripped Hamza bin Laden of his citizenship.
I did know that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. But, of course, at that time he was already dead. Now, you know who Congressman Elijah Cummings is, right?
Yeah.
Now, they caught him yesterday. They found an audio of him trash-talking Baltimore and how the people there were not very... Huh?
99. Back in 99, I think.
Yeah, about how the people there weren't very smart, and it was a dirty, filthy mess in some of the areas, and they weren't, they didn't care about themselves or their areas or this, that, and the other. And I mean, he just trashed Baltimore in general, right?
See, they were walking around like zombies.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's because of the drugs. That's because of the drugs they were on.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't trashing Baltimore. He was actually just describing the facts. And unfortunately, because of, I don't know how you want to describe the politics, BS politics maybe, he and others have trashed Trump. They're saying basically the same things. This is all about that BS politics and you know, hopefully, from their standpoint, they're hoping that Americans would fall for their BS and go along with the proclamation that Trump is a racist just because he happened to describe the truth about Baltimore. The people of Baltimore and those that are complaining because of what Trump has said, they should be really looking at themselves in the mirror, and they should be angry at themselves for allowing such conditions to prevail in the city. I mean, you live in a city, no matter where you, if you're living in a neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
And you trash your own neighborhood. And you know, being poor is not an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to live like that just because you may not be wealthy. That's just horrible. And to allow children. And I think one of the officials said something to the effect of, how can you embarrass us like that?
Well, here's the other thing. Cummins yesterday was invited to go into some of the HUD areas where the houses were that were falling apart and being in, you know, some of them were drug houses and all that, and he refused to go.
Yeah, with Ben Carson, Dr. Carson.
Yeah, he Absolutely. Refused to go. And by the way, Ben Carson wanted to have a press conference in front of a church, and the church said, no, you can't do that.
Well, see, this is what I'm talking about, the hypocrisy of these people. And you know, if Cummins was so concerned, and that was his really in his heart, he would have been honored to join Dr. Ben Carson for a tour to see firsthand again what's going on and what has been going on in the city since he complained about it in 1999.
Yeah.
And be working on a solution rather than trying to just pin the race card on Donald Trump.
Now, our favorite little buddy from New York City, AOC, was in the news for the wrong reasons again yesterday. She said the Palestinians have no choice but to riot against Israel.
I saw that and I almost threw up. First of all, that entire premise is based upon a lie. The Palestinians are not from the area that they are rioting in. They're from Jordan. And someone needs to give this woman not only a geography lesson, but a history lesson. These people are nothing more than a political pawn and troublemakers, which basically she is herself, a troublemaker and a political pawn.
All right, time to go. Here comes the music. So I will talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Bye.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Go over there, theronedwards.com. Check out his Edwards Notebook. You'll hear it on some of these same stations that you're hearing me on right now. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true.
Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
10 presidential candidates are in Detroit for the second round of debates hosted by CNN. Healthcare is one of the main topics. As promised, it was a much feistier Joe Biden. He scrapped with Kamala Harris about her alternative Medicare for All plan that will allow for some private health insurance.
There will be a public plan under my plan for Medicare and a private plan.
We must agree that access to health care must be a right and not just a privilege.
If you notice, there's no talk about the fact that the plan in 10 years will cost $3 trillion. You will lose your employer-based insurance.
As with Bernie Sanders' plan, the question is whether the nation is willing to take the chance. As to how to help cities like Baltimore that were insulted by President Trump, Julian Castro said,
"The president is a racist, and that was just one more example of it."
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club has got 185 locations across the United States of America, plus three in Canada, plus two in France. That's right, France, Parlez-vous Francais, as in the country, France. So they have a total now of 190 locations. But right here in our backyard, Tampa, Florida, we have the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay with 24 locations and over 400 boats. We'll be telling you all about them during the beach and boating forecast in the next segment. Right now, you've heard me talk about her before, Brooke Says or Brooke's Way. That's how you find her, either on Twitter or on the column that she writes. And good morning there, little old Brooke Emery. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. And I know that you're excited and ready to go, and I know you're so excited that you want to hear what Elizabeth Warren said to kind of set up the answers we heard last night from Tulsi Gabbard, Kamala Harris, and Kirsten Gillibrand. You ready?
Sure.
Here we go.
Last week, the FBI Director Christopher Wray said that the majority of domestic terrorism cases this year have been motivated by white supremacy. In fact, the alleged shooter in this weekend's attack in Gilroy, California, referenced a well-known white supremacist book on social media. How are you going to combat the rise of white supremacy?
We need to call out white supremacy for what it is, domestic terrorism, and it poses a threat to the United States of America. We live in a country now where the president is advancing environmental racism, economic racism, criminal justice racism, healthcare racism. The way we do better is to fight back and show something better. So I have a plan, for example, on education that says We have to build a better education system for all our kids, but we've got to acknowledge what's happened on race. So my plan has universal tuition-free college for all of our kids, but also increases the Pell Grants and levels the playing field by putting $50 billion into historically black colleges and universities. It cancels student loan debt for 95% of the kids with student loan debt and helps close the black-white wealth gap in America.
Thank you, Senator, very much.
Okay, she solved everybody's problem, and it's all about race.
Well, this comes from Pocahontas, who is a white woman who claimed to be American Indian so she could get tenure at Harvard. So there you go.
Yeah. And I'm not surprised. And by the way, I've got other clips in here I could play. I played David Axelrod a couple times. He said that the Democrats are... not to use his exact words, but I'll coin the phrase, they're playing with fire because the majority of the people in the country are not buying what they're selling.
Yeah, and Rahm Emanuel said the same thing in an op-ed he wrote. You know, we talked about this. The Trump derangement syndrome has gotten them completely crazy. I wish that one of them would have been asked. Of course, Don Lemon would not ask this question about Antifa, which are 99.99999% white, and they're a terrorist group. So, you know, fine if you want, you know, the Klan is already, I think, listed as a white supremacist terrorist group. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But Antifa should be listed, probably Black Lives Matter, you know, but particularly Antifa. You know, those are white, liberal, psychotic, violent thugs. And if you want to list people as terrorists, they should be listed too. And hopefully they will be very soon. But this racism around every corner is tiresome. And I'm praying that the black, you know, conservative movement, which is growing by leaps and bounds, squashes the Democrats and smacks them into submission.
Now, you wrote an article, your column, and it's entitled, "Their Constituents Suffer at Home While Democrats Party in Italy." Now, we can talk about the Fab Four in that reference because Mokada Tlaib has the third worst congressional district in terms of standard of living and whatnot in the country. Ilhan Omar, and oh, by the way, there's big news about Ilhan Omar. Have you heard the name Chris Kelly?
No.
Chris Kelly, who has collected 11 military medals as a 27-year veteran of the U.S. Army and Army Reserve, a master sergeant, clocked more than 36,000 hours patrolling the Minnesota streets during a 20-year career as a veteran of the Minneapolis Police Force, now has announced that
I did hear about him. Yes, yes, yes.
He's going to run against Ilhan Omar. Yep, in Minnesota's 5th Congressional District. And you people listening to me up there in Minnesota right now, you need to pick up on this guy, Chris Kelly, support him. If you want to get rid of Omar, there's your guy, an American veteran, American hero, combat decorated veteran, and a decorated police officer. He doesn't get any better.
Yes, yes. And I don't call her AOC because I call her Sandy from Westchester or Comrade Cortez. She has two challenges against her already. I think more people will come out and, I think people will probably challenge all four of them. I call them the Furious Four, as my article talked about on America Out Loud. I don't like to call them the Squad because I think it sounds a little cool, and I don't like to call her AOC because I think that sounds a little cool.
We heard a lot,
Comrade Cortez.
Yeah, we heard a lot the first night, the first debate, and a lot last night, the second night of the debate, about income inequality. We heard about the fact that wages were down and this, that, and the other. And I'm looking right here, right now, from the Wall Street Journal. The Bureau of Economic Analysis, known as the BEA, published its annual revisions to personal income data. And the surprise to most was the huge jump in disposable income and employee compensation.
Yes, and not only that, but the highest wage growth has been for the lowest income earners.
Sure.
So, and of course, just like with, you know, we could talk about the education thing, income inequality grew under Obama. Nobody talks about that. right? So they want to talk about income inequality, sure. And I think it's a problem. I do think it's a problem. But it's a problem because of crony capitalism. It's a problem because of nepotism. It's a problem with all these systems, people that never get prosecuted for their white-collar crimes, Wall Street. Of course, Eric Holder never prosecuted a single one. These are problems in the government that happen that Democrats are very strongly affiliated with, and nothing ever happens to them. So they're responsible for the low education. Democrats own education. So if you want to talk about education and under-education, who's responsible for the NEA? It's the Democrats, you know? So they just, their voters are, you know, apparently not very educated or something because they don't know the facts about this. It'll come out over the next 16 months who they really are, though.
Mm. Now, you heard about Hamzi bin Laden, right? The son of bin Laden?
Yes.
Now,
one of the 84 sons, I think.
Well, whatever. But he apparently has been killed in a joint operation by United States forces and one of our allies. We're not being told who for whatever reason. And this may have been in the last year or two when this actually happened. But because of the way they took him out, we apparently obliterated the target, including him. And they had to use DNA, which took quite a while to gather up the pieces, if you will. I'm trying to be kind of...
I know.
To gather up the pieces to identify him and use DNA from the family to do it. But it's been confirmed, and we confirmed it the last hour with Denise Simon, that he is officially now listed as dead.
Good. Good. I wish they would have, you know, I wish they could show it on TV.
Yeah,
this is
well,
what happened. I wish they could have shown bin Laden on TV.
So back to the congressional representatives. You know, they go off, and Nancy Pelosi's got her crew on this big fact fighting mission and party. And by the way, where is Google having their camp? Isn't that over there somewhere near where this?
It's in Sicily. Yeah.
So
yeah, they're having Google camp. And you know what they're talking about? Climate change. And
yeah.
You know how they got their private jet?
And yachts.
And yachts. Well, yeah, but private, I mean, they want to talk about climate change, but each one of them, just like with Davos, they talk about climate change, which is nothing more than a big
and these
you know,
Democrats,
global power graph.
And these Democrats are also over there in Italy on their excursion. Are they at the same place?
Yes, yeah, some of them. Oh, no. They're going to Ghana. They're going to supposedly the NATO base in Italy, and they're going to Ghana for the 400th anniversary of the slave trade there.
Okay.
Nancy Pelosi is apparently going to speak to their delegation or something.
All right. Well, another great little discussion with you, Brooks Way and Brooks Says. Okay, and either way, you'll get to you. So we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks, so you stay low.
Okay, you too. Want to shout out to the troops and the law enforcement and their families. We love them.
You got it. Thank you very much. That's Brooke Emery, everybody, and we look forward to talking to her every couple of weeks. I'll be right back. Final segment coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. Now, today, it'll start out partly sunny. We'll have some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, as has been the case for a little while. And the winds start out this morning out of the east-southeast. Now, right now, the seas are smooth, calm, but they'll pick up this afternoon. We'll have gusts 10 to 15 miles an hour with a sea breeze. In the scattered thunderstorms, it'll be out and about. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet. We'll have a light chop later in the day. Gulf water temperature 89 degrees. Bay water temperature 88. We had our high tide at 4:32 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 7:42 a.m. And our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay here in Tampa has just absolutely amazed everybody. What a story. Now, 3 years ago, when they first started advertising on my program, they had 100 boats and 10 ports. Now they have over 400 boats and 24 ports and two more coming. But the whole company has gone from about 75 to 80 locations to 185 locations across the country, three in Canada, two in France, total of 190 locations. And that number is going up. But does it get better? Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Now you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee if you join the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay. Plus, if you're an active duty military member, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, that includes being the janitor in a hospital, guess what? If you're a school teacher, too, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you got to do is pay the balance, and then it goes to a monthly charge, monthly fee. And boy, I'm telling you, you are going to have a ball with the Freedom Boat Club. Because all you got to do is show up, bring your cooler, bring your fishing poles, bring whatever you're going to do, go out, have a day of fun on the water, come on back, park the boat, and you're done. It's that simple. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Clubs all across the country, the 185 plus the three in Canada. So here's what you do. Go to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. That's FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? That's going to open the door even wider to more savings and more benefits. So there you go. Now, as we mentioned just a little bit ago with Brooke Emery, and I want to thank her for being on the program. She's always just a wealth of information. And oh, by the way, Moss Nissan, I was up there yesterday. And hello to everybody up there, Moss Nissan Way. Appreciate you guys very much, guys and gals. While I was up there, another happy and contented customer came in and I shook his hand and said howdy, howdy to him. And as I was getting ready to walk out the door, they came up and said, hey, Captain, come here, man. I said, yeah, what is it? And they said, what are you doing next Wednesday? And I said, well, I don't know. You tell me. Well, we got a guy coming down from Georgia that bought a Titan. He just bought it online. He bought a Titan. He's going to come down and pick it up next Wednesday, and he wants to meet you. I says, good, I'll be there. You just tell me what time. So there you go. This happens, folks, every week, once, twice, three times a week, all month long. And thank you very much for believing me when I tell you that truck that I'm driving, that Titan, I'm telling you right now, the 5.6 liter, the 390 horsepower, the V8, the SL model, the 4x2 crew cab pickup, it's the best vehicle I have ever driven. And I like my pickup trucks. Had one for years. Years and years and years. I'll tell you, it rides better than a car. And it's the seats in it, the captain's chairs, oh my goodness. Plus, they're heated, too, you know, and with my back every now and then, I turn the heat on a little bit to kind of help me a little bit. But it's also got just an absolutely mind-blowing killer stereo system. I mean, you can rock the house in that thing. And it's fun to drive. So remember my buddies at Moss Nissan, too. You serve, you save. You know, that's all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators. They all get preferred pricing, and kudos to them. Now, I've told you before, but I'm going to tell you again. The Fab Four, the Furious Four, whatever you want to call them, Omar, Tlaib, Ayok, and Presley, we can vote them out of office. And here's how we can start. Ilhan Omar is now going to face a challenger who is nothing short of an American hero. Now, Chris Kelly is a name that you're going to learn to love because of the fact that he is a 27-year veteran of the United States Army and Army Reserve, a master sergeant who's received 11 military medals. He's clocked in more than 36,000 hours patrolling the Minnesota streets in Minneapolis as a 20-year veteran of the Minneapolis Police Force. He now has announced that he's going to run against Ilhan Omar for her seat representing Minnesota's 5th Congressional District in 2020. Now, folks, especially you folks listening to me, my affiliates up there and in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Burnsville, Minnesota, you need to get behind this individual, Chris Kelly. You need to start giving him money to his website. You need to start attending his rallies. Get involved with his campaign. Help him and get Ilhan Omar voted out of office. You can do it. You can do it. And don't let anybody tell you you can't. She's not embedded in there. I don't care how many Somalis are up there. Americans will take a hold. And by the way, this officer, Chris Kelly, patrols that area. He patrols that area. Now, here's what he said. Omar has devoted too much time to crafting her celebrity than of being of service to the community. She's delivered nothing to the community. And as former military, I'm here to serve and not further my status. I want to do a good job for the people I represent, and I don't have a personal agenda. I'm passionate about service, and I just want to be able to continue that. Immigration is a big issue right now. I believe in having the secure border. If you don't have a country, you don't have a border, and our border agents are doing a great job, but they're being overwhelmed, and Congress isn't giving them the tools they need. Amen, brother. But I also would like to see a pathway of citizenship for those under DACA. They couldn't help but be brought here when they were younger, and they need a shot to be able to stay here if they can be properly vetted. Again, all the right words from Chris Kelly running against Ilhan Omar. That's a name you're going to hear a lot more of. And I'm going to reach out to the officer and see if I can bring him on the program. It'll be a tremendous treat if I can, because I know all you folks are going to want to hear him. By the way, in case you haven't heard, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden, is dead. He apparently was killed a while ago. They just now have been able to confirm that because of the DNA, because apparently when they hit the target, and they did target him, along with another country. They're not mentioning who the other country is because I guess they don't want to create a problem there. But anyway, they targeted him. They took him out, and it took a while to identify him because of the fact that they obliterated the individual, which means he probably got hit with an airstrike. Just a guess on my part. But then what do I know? But anyway, we're coming to the end of another great, great, great day. Very informative program last night. Catch the podcast. Again, you can catch the podcast on my website because it's there where it says listen live. It says click here to listen live. That's a continuing loop of my show 4 hours over and over again until the next new show comes. All right, don't forget to check out my friends down there, Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Tell them the captain sent you. Stop by and say hi to Jill and the gang in the store, 941-922-2345. Have yourself a great day. Go down there to Dominic's, and I'll see you tonight on the radio. God bless America. Have a safe.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.